Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And we're kind of cold.
Yeah, I know. The door's open right now.
Door's open. So
I haven't been in Studio B for a week, so we had to air it out. Now it's like I've got frosty nipples.
It's too wrong.
Yeah, I know. So what's up, man?
Not much, actually. It's been a fun week. Been a busy, interesting week.
Shit!
What? Oh, I gave you a little more audio.
You fucking turned up my goddamn monitoring.
Yeah, well, you know, I turned mine up, too, damn. So I can hear you and
you
hear
know
me.
It was fucking... Jesus Christ, and I was like... Damn it.
See, you can't yell because you know that what you hear are what our fans hear. And what hear, when they go, hey! And they're all going, fuck my speakers!
Goddamn, man.
It's your fault.
Next time, warn a motherfucker, man.
Well, okay. Hey, I'm warning you! It's up! been a fun week. How have you been?
Fuck you.
Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah, I just learned to integrate soundboards. I'm doing pretty
load
good.
A web page.
Shit, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to try to go light on that. I don't
yeah, I hope so.
I don't want to MSG it, man. I don't need Spankwagon hosted by Trencher and, you know, Sam L. Jackson. You know?
This episode of Spankwagon was brought to you by E-Bombs World.
Correct the mundo.
Damn it.
It's addictive. I know.
It's like one of those things you just got to play with it. You have to play with it. You have it. You have to play with it. I understand completely. I'll employ. You know what? I got the full control right here. You want to lose it? You can just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh yeah, right.
You'll lose it. Oh, I'll just have to flip the switch.
I can
boom,
see that you're
gone.
Gonna be a great parent. Turn my soundboards back on, motherfucker.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? It is Friday. I think today is what, the 6th? I don't know. I don't have my watch on. Oh, yep, it's the 6th.
Yeah,
February.
Interesting week. We got a lot of interesting news stories coming up.
We got a big fucking interesting news story that just sort of branched and grew and grew and grew.
Yeah, and the thing about it, you know, by growing and growing and growing right there, it was more or less injected with the hormones and force-fed by the media.
Yeah, it was, and The media that didn't want to see it or hear it or deal with it, but no, they kept pandering to it. Oh, well.
They didn't pander to shit. They fucking pandering. Kept it going. I don't think the American public gives a fucking good goddamn.
Well, apparently some people do, but we'll get to that, actually.
We will.
In a little while. First off, though, we need to address something that is completely and immediately relevant to the wagon.
What is that?
What the fuck happened on Sunday that we all of a sudden started getting traffic?
Well, apparently, somebody decided to anonymously take the good grace and time. I shit you not. Don't think I'm like trying to like I'll be play out innocent or something or anything like that. Somebody actually went ahead and bought us a banner and created one for something awful.
Yeah. Someone made a banner, took a few screenshots of the site, and kind of made a good joke out of it, actually. I mean, we laughed.
Yeah, it was,
once
it was
we figured
funny.
It out on Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah, I ended up having to buy a Something Awful account to get in the forums.
Just so we could see what was going on, because we couldn't understand. Because Something Awful, there was a banner in the forums.
Yeah, we didn't know.
SomethingAwful.com.
Yeah.
We didn't know. I just kept seeing traffic flying.
Oh, it was really great. So I'm like, can't see forum content. All right, $10 a join. All right, search.
I gave him $5.
Must be platinum to search. Fuck.
So we're thinking it's something integrated in somewhere, like somehow someone posted and it went haywire from there.
Yeah.
But we kept trying all the links, referral links.
Actually, that's not what I thought, man. I was worried. I thought what had happened was somebody like posted on their message boards and like we were going to end up being like a Something Awful site of the day.
Yeah, I can understand how that would be bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Not there's not much to our site to actually have it be a site of the day, though.
I don't want to get Photoshop like throwing up, man. You know. That's all
yeah,
I fucking
need. Yeah. you know, and the thing is, it blew us out of the water because we realized, well, we didn't do this.
Exactly.
You know, who did this? So we still don't even know, really. I think we have our suspicions, but we're going to let them step forward if they choose to.
Yeah.
But we have our suspicions. But yeah, B&M even mentioned in the chat room that, hey, I didn't expect to see his nick in the actual banner. So,
yeah,
it was like
it
the nicks were in the banner, and then also names from the message boards were in the banner.
Yeah.
And I love the comment of, you know, please visit Spankwagon and join our community because I'm tired of seeing the same
eight
people post.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, I know. Of course,
hilarious.
You know, what's really great, too, is we're getting some pretty good arguments online right now.
Yeah, actually, you guys are.
Yeah, CGI type shit. You know, I think it's overused in movies. And have you seen the? Okay,
well, it's the perennial argument. You know,
have you seen the trailer for Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow?
No, I have not.
Okay, it is utter and complete fucking shit.
Okay.
All right, we got fucking what's his name, Anakin Skywalker, and you know, Tomb Raider with an eye patch. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck, what's his name, dude? Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
And it's like 1940s Art Deco shit, and I guess that's it. Doesn't say when it takes place, but it's 1940s cars and styling and fashion.
Okay.
With future superistic robots, you know, that are Woo. Like pop riveted
right.
together.
Right.
And it just looked like shit, and it's all and everybody's Red Rum was on the message board going, "Oh my god, isn't that amazing? It's all CGI background." I'm like, no,
no.
It you know, I just think CGI is overused.
Well, when you're using it.
When you use it as like a, you know, to enhance things, that's one thing right there. That is absolutely one thing, okay? Like Gladiator is a great, I use it as an example.
Yeah, and real arena, but they do CGI right. to make it look bigger than what it was.
And especially when they do the shots of Rome right. as well. And I think another one that's going to really make a good use of CGI is going to be Troy.
Yeah.
It's another movie coming out about, you know, the Battle of Troy and everything with Brad Pitt and other people I don't even fucking know. Anyhow, yeah, I think like that's going to be an excellent example. However, while I have not seen the movie, and I actually want to just because I've been told by several people it's absolutely fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
House of the Dead, based off the video game.
Okay.
Yeah, I was told that movie was so bad they actually used video game footage in it,
but,
besides from CGI.
Yeah, but you know the problem there is the same thing with Resident Evil. Movie sucked ass.
I liked Resident Evil.
See, I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid.
You thought it was stupid.
I thought it was stupid.
I liked Resident Evil. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, that's you. And are you special for it?
I'm very special. I'm fucking Claude Balls.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Anyhow, but yeah, I mean, so you join into our forums, message board, stuff like that. You don't have to. Actually, guest posting is still on and available unless more
idiots keep asking
for, we want the wares, dude.
Yeah, an ICP MP3s.
What did you say?
I was like, yeah, man, I'll get you some karaoke MP3s, man.
There you go.
I figure like you and I could just get down and, you know, lay Shit. Down some fat tracks. You know?
I don't think.
Oh, reminds me
to hear that.
Wait. Speaking of which, I got good news, man.
What was that?
Do you know where Durango High School is? Because I don't.
I have an idea, but yeah.
Okay. There's an AMPM next to Durango High School.
Okay.
And they have the Faygo.
No way!
Except they don't have Rock and Rye.
Oh, like, damn.
Fuck! But yes, I found Faygo
an
again.
AMPM with Faygo.
Yes.
Right on.
Right on.
For those of you who don't, you know, don't listen, I don't even know if we have any new listeners tonight, but we have a thing for Faygo. We actually
I love Faygo.
Claude actually hunted down where Faygo was sold in the Vegas Valley.
Yes.
We went back about a month and a half ago to buy some more, and they were closed. Like the entire grocery store, the ghetto
like, closed
grocery
down,
store.
Closed down. Closed down for dismantling.
Chain
shit.
Link fences up everywhere, and doors locked, and lights off, and dismantling shelving all over the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely closed.
But I'm actually pretty pissed about that myself. I mean, like, fucking A, man.
Well, I don't know. You really like that stuff.
I liked Faygo. I actually discovered it. Cola's not too bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked Rock and Rye. I just love that shit. That was great. In the meantime, though, I can still get... it's not a comparison to Rock and Rye, but I have found, you know, like one very good tasty beverage source in town.
Tasty beverage source?
Yes.
What's that tasty
beverage? Go to 7-Eleven and fill a cup for about, I don't know, you know, about a, you know, 20% full or so mm-hmm. of about vanilla syrup and just pouring Dr. Pepper.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
It's great, man. It's like liquid Swisher sweet.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about that myself. Liquid Swisher sweet. I definitely don't know about that.
You got to try it, man. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe some other time. Maybe some different other
time. I would highly recommend it. Okay. Anyhow. We also got some more interesting stuff for you tonight. It's cool.
Tons of interesting stuff, actually. Some good mm-hmm. conversations, some good music, you know, no wares is more much.
Like, if you don't want to find the wares, stay out of this IP address on this FTP server.
Yeah. You don't want to find the wares.
Toe wares on interweb.
Interweb.
That's what I posted.
I know. I read it. But, yes. Whoever put up that banner ad, first off, let me say thank you.
Mad props.
Props is right there if you want to give true mad props.
Okay, we'll give true mad props. Shit, something fell down. There, I got a better grip on it.
Okay.
Yeah, what we'll do is For so, whomever did that, you get a free Clicker Liquor Pop.
So let us know who did it. More. Send us an email, spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Maybe we'll, like, break down and buy a Hanes t-shirt maker and give you an official shirt.
Cafe Press.
Fuck no, that's expensive. I just go get an old, like,
I'll get the crayons, you get the t-shirt. It'll be autographed. Yeah, worth money.
We'll get that fucking, what's that, that glue?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That
liquid
goo
shit. Oh,
yeah, the goo shit you put on your shirt, it makes, like, puffy.
Yeah.
You wash it once, you have puffy all over your washing machine, nothing on your shirt.
And it chunks out, man. Your shirt sheds.
Yeah, we'll get him an iron-on. Don't know of what. We'll get him an iron-on. Definitely. Anywho. Yeah,
but that's what we're going to look at, you know. So whomever did the banner, thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Won a prize.
Actually forced me to first we had to figure out what was going on, and then we realized, shit, people are just going to this site not doing much.
Right.
Ah! So I had to make another little ad to say, hey, check this site out and what this is about.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we had an issue this week. Somehow, I think from how I actually shut down the server last week, it latched on to about a 12-second loop. Of ending of one song, beginning of another, and then dead air. So, of course, you know, we're representing ourselves with pride. Yeah, we're techno-savvy, all right. Let's get the interweb. Yeah. God damn it.
Learn to use your shoutcast server.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, I think we had a net split. Yeah, we definitely had a net split on the IRC chat room. Join back in if you can. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Welcome to net split. All right.
Yeah,
if you look, it's called Nesplit, because what happens is,
yeah,
like, everybody just drops like fucking dead flies on a fly strip.
Yeah. Note to Reverend Hammer, I owe you an audio clip on some stuff.
Yes.
Don't worry, RIAA, it's original. It's not violating anything. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
Only violates
our sense
of sanity.
Yeah, get that uploaded tonight or tomorrow for you.
Cool.
I just got to record it.
Cool. So that's pretty much this, like, the spankwang stuff. And I just want to say, what the fuck, you know, because right out of the blue, like, when I see 50 hits on the site.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, that ain't normal. As much as I'd like
to
say 50
hits was a bad
day. I was
worried
that we're
going to be made fun of, but
that's cool. No, 50 hits wasn't normal. I thought we were happy.
You were worried at first, and then all
of a sudden,
I'm worried. I took that attitude of, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Good point.
Fucking worried you.
Yeah, well, unless it's, you know, like you said, being put as a Photoshop. Or not a Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's a concern, yeah.
Well, you should be concerned. I mean, you willingly put your photos up there. If you were really, truly concerned about them not being Photoshopped, Reverend Hammer, you know, when he Photoshopped you as
funny.
An eBay auction, you know, would have been
auction.
Something entirely different.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, of course, we have our normal dead celebrities, which, thank God, the Claude for knowing dead people, because I sure had no clue who died this week.
Yeah, I managed to find the dead celebrity of the week.
And we also have, of course, Mad Props, something we do every week. If you're in our, you know, if you're listening to the show right now.
For the first time.
Or ever. Make sure you're in our chat room if you want to know what that is and you're too lazy to look on the interweb for my site. It is actually irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I believe so.
You can go to Ars Anime, but they're cool, but, you know, we're the show.
Yeah. Ars Anime, yeah.
We're the show.
Bad. I'm still looking for, you know. Oh, that reminds me. I still have to go look at the horrors of porn on Something Awful.
God.
I'd do that right now, except for I'd, like, suck up bandwidth and totally leave this conversation.
Yeah, pretty much. You'd be lost. You'd be sitting. I'd be like, so blah, 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 blah. Claude's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Click.
Uh-huh.
Click, click, click. Click.
That was
click,
funny. Click. I did that to you one time we were talking about that surf thing.
Yeah, that was only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when?
We're
God really damn it, he did it. Hey, you actually did it again. You haven't done this in a long fucking time where you actually remember. Hey, do you remember that time on that one show? I don't remember when, but it was funny. It was last week. Oh, yeah.
Reminiscing about the last week's show.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing natural. I mean, that. Do you wake up every morning and go, oh, this is like when I woke up yesterday. Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah. I have my radio set to play music. The little tape deck plays Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
What the hell? I don't even want to know why. I mean, I know why, but.
Ooh, look, you have just been excommunicated from the Church of the Obscure.
No,
reference.
I said I know why there, Bill, so relax, relax. Hey, real quick. Why don't we...
was that joke lost in translation? I am funny.
But what about Bob?
I don't know. Hey, shit, I have no comeback. Fuck it. Anyhow, yeah, we also, this is like becoming more and more popular.
Sort of.
Yeah. People dialing my wrong number. So we
dialing wrong number. Yeah, and of course, if you want to join the wrong number club, the Spank Wagon wrong number club
is area code 702-647. No, that's my old number.
shit. Well, I guess it would be the wrong number.
Yeah, sure, for the hell, if you want to. Call 647-7406. Ask for Claude Balls. I don't know who's going to answer that one. But the Spank Wagon number is going to be...
The Spank Wagon. Wrong number club.
Yeah, wrong number club. I can't... I'm going to lose myself. Anyhow, yeah, dial in 702-648-2714.
Could you
no,
give
2174.
Oh, Jesus, he did it again.
I can never remember
with
it.
Preparation.
It runs backwards for myself, man.
Nice, nice.
648-2174.
Now, you just told everybody what your cell number is.
No, there's the other numbers involved, too.
Oh, okay, other numbers. 1 through 10, figure it out.
Actually, it'd be 0 through 9.
Hey, real quick, let me clip to the music because, you know, this is another guy that's been in a lot of trouble.
One more thing I want to say right here.
I like the name of the song. It's a man's world.
Yeah, and he gets busted for domestic violence.
Guy gets busted for domestic violence. Well, I think there's your clue. It's a man's world. Great gay anthem theme.
Do you see the picture of him? Damn, he is fucked.
Dude, him and Nick Nolte should have like a fucking fight. They should get both of them looking like that and then start junk fighting. Just bum fighting.
Do you think so?
Nick Nolte is Rufus.
Extreme washed-up celebrity boxing.
We got people walking around outside wondering what the fuck.
Yeah,
are you
I know.
Doing? Shall I get the door?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Keep him in here. Here, let's let.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Let's get James to entertain him. Hey. The mics are still on.
Yeah, I know. Great, close the goddamn door. Fuck, man. Couldn't wait for a break to do this, could you? God damn. It's like the most unprofessional I've ever seen you on a show. I'll put down the mic. Don't close the door.
I'm back.
Right. Turn that shit down. Okay, anyhow. You want to hear my fucked up weird ass
Yeah,
phone
let's
call?
Do let's do right. The wrong number of the week.
We're so fucking off on timing tonight.
Horribly off.
I know. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here. Once more, somebody oddly calls into my phone, and I have no idea who they are, who the fuck they want to talk to, but they just fucking blabber incoherently. Yep. Yeah, if you two would like to blabber incoherently, the number is 702-648-2174.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Wednesday, 8:47 p.m.
Yeah, well, new brand battery I brought me today, huh? Got it out the car. Well, put it in that one.
That's what I got open.
I'm gonna throw that rag or something in the dump. Take it down and put that battery in there.
And that was it.
Yeah, once more. At least it's not the guy last week going, Charlie, won't you call motherfucker?
Pick me up, Charlie. I don't got no car.
Yeah,
pick
seriously.
Pick me up and give me a ride.
I need a fucking ride and call my number.
The fuck?
Look at some guy named Charlie. I have no fucking clue.
I know.
But yeah.
But it is funny nonetheless.
Yeah, you hear about that shit in the paper, man?
Which one?
Idiot teenager here in town. Mm-hmm. Car surfing.
Yeah, fell off the car in a parking lot.
Yeah, you hear what happened?
They dead?
No, not dead. They're in, not critical, but what's the one below that?
Stable?
Not stable. Serious.
Serious, okay.
Serious condition, man. Fuck, she was on the top of the car surfing. She? 17-year-old girl.
What the fuck is a chick doing car surfing?
That she's car
like a,
surfing.
That's like a stupid dude thing.
She's car surfing on the top of a Chevy Blazer.
Oh, fuck.
Her friend inside the car hits the gas and floors it.
What a friend.
Yeah, I know. So she goes flying off
and
face plants right into asphalt.
Oh, you're now 17 and ugly.
Damn straight. Of course, you know, it could be worse, man. She could be dead.
Oh, yeah?
You hear what happened up in Centennial Hills area? The
Hears?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, I get my teeth. Yeah. No. Whole fucking family is dead.
Dude. Totally.
Okay, check
carbon
this out.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah. Okay, for everybody at home, this is the good story of how pretentious and obnoxious rich people can be. They live in the wealthy area of town, you know?
Yep.
All right, Centennial Hills. It's supposed to be like the pseudo-tract home Bel Air version of, you know, well,
Bel Air.
Anyhow, what happened is they couldn't afford their power, I guess, and they were so embarrassed, apparently, is what they're looking. That's what it looks like to investigators, that they couldn't afford their power.
Right.
Numbnut decides to go ahead and start up, run the power in the house off the generator. But, yeah. But this gets even better. He didn't want nobody knowing he was running the generator, so they put it inside the locked garage.
God damn it!
Which seeped carbon monoxide in the house.
Into the house.
Doofus went upstairs, went to sleep. His wife and daughter, I think she was like 15,
yeah,
decided to sit down and watch television together.
Okay.
So, what happens is nobody's heard from these people for a couple of days. What's going on? Neighbor's a highway patrolman. Doesn't he get no knock, doesn't hear nothing, busts a door in.
Right.
Seven dead animals and three fucking idiots dead.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking dead around the house. They analyzed them. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
That doesn't make sense. I mean,
yeah, it does.
Well, I mean, it does and it doesn't. Because how stupid do you have to be?
Well, apparently, this was a good case of stupidity and ego, you know, fused into one.
See, I guess I have a hard time with the whole deal because of the fact that, you know what?
They were that embarrassed.
You're supposedly always taught, never do shit like that.
Oh, bullshit, man. You think they teach these fucking people anything?
You know what? You're right, because my dad was more mechanically inclined, so I knew better.
Right.
People I know are mechanically inclined, so I know better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
These are idiots,
God,
man.
God damn it.
He was just embarrassed that they find out apparently they couldn't afford a power bill, so he decided to run a generator in the garage.
Well, I wonder what they're spending the money on that they couldn't afford the power bill. Oh,
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Gambling addiction.
I wouldn't even say that. Knowing the area where they're living up there in the new home,
keeping up with the Joneses.
I'd say probably the mortgage and shit and the bills.
Good point.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's great.
Damn,
there's a good Darwin fucking story that nobody's picked up yet.
Yeah, well, that's the entire family of Darwin.
Yeah.
The entire fucking family of Darwin.
It's kind
of
fucked, though, you know? You know, guy ends up killing his wife and his daughter. Along with his furry little animal family.
Half a dozen furry fucking animals.
Yeah, literally, over half
Jesus
a dozen.
Christ.
Because of his own stupidity.
Why'd the parakeet die? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get out of the mine!
Yeah, he could be reincarnated and go nowhere without a canary in a cage. But yeah, lots of interesting fucking news here in Vegas about that stupid shit.
Tons of stupid people around Vegas, but that's
fucking
Vegas for you, though.
Yeah.
Last week, though, we got an odd treat last week. Last week, we were driving around town, and I was practically dying around town, but that's another story altogether.
Yeah.
We actually figured out there's this place called the Doo-Wop Diner.
The Doo-Wop Diner. So we're after the show's over, we sat down to watch American Hot Rod, pretty much to see Boyd Coddington berate his employees.
Again.
Yes, again. And we saw this ad for this place. Now, you'd seen it before and forgot to tell me, but apparently they got another DeLorean down there dressed up in Back to the Future.
Yep.
Style.
Mm-hmm. And I guess from what I understand, it's the guy who owns the place's personal automobile collection.
Yeah.
So we went go looking for the place, and of course, we're like, where the hell's that street? We're trying to hunt this one
like
street
now. We're
flying
through the industrial section of town, man.
Trying to figure out where one fucking street was, and we come to find out that it's a warehouse.
Yeah, it's a fucking warehouse down the industrial section. We're looking for like some restaurant, you know, or something like that. Uh-uh, that ain't happening.
Loading docks.
Yeah,
right,
literally.
Next to a big awning.
Okay,
for the entrance.
It's like basically you take a big ass ramp that you like, you know, push up like cargo and shit and dollies,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And they put an awning on that, and made it into a restaurant.
Yep, pretty much. So we're curious, but it says they're taking reservations.
Chez Fragile.
Dinner comes on a pulley, pulley system. But yeah. I guess we were talking to I was talking to a friend of ours. Who we've watched sing before, Lawrence.
Yes.
In capital letters, Lawrence. And
Lawrence Gaskin, professional karaoke and lounge and jazz singer.
Yeah, pretty good, too.
What was that look on your face,
pretty
man?
Pretty good, too. What was his last name? But pretty good.
Hey, man, he wants publicity for his band.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, that's a
free
plug.
Free. The fuck flying around my goddamn head?
Put me on the wheel! Yeah.
With me teenage babe. Okay, we get that point. Damn.
Anyhow, before we get on another tangent.
Huh?
before we get another tangent, yeah, he had a story.
Yeah, before we get into tangent. Anyhow, he sings there.
He does.
So he's singing there.
Oh, well, shit. That's better than that place he's playing before.
What, Deanopolis?
The Escape Lounge.
Yeah. Get away!
Yeah.
Well, I was,
Raid!
Well, before that, he was singing at the Emergency Room Lounge. Uh-huh. I love these names. The Emergency Room Lounge. Of course, if you're ever in Vegas and you ever get accosted by a guy who says you're on the Dan Show, kick him in the nuts.
Hey, did you see that? Did you see that Saturday night? I didn't get a chance to.
I didn't see it Saturday night, no.
Okay, because there's supposed to be like the world premiere Saturday night. And I was like,
ooh. It was a paid fucking advertisement.
I know, dude.
This spot has been paid for by me. No, yeah. Not me. Him.
Whereas other people get paid to do shows, he pays.
He has to pay to entertain. Yeah, so if you're ever in Vegas and you get accosted on the strip, kick him in the nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Dan Show. If you get accosted by us, dude, you know you love it. You know you want it.
Yeah, man.
Anywho, I think we should take an official break this time.
I don't know. Kind of looks like he came from Texas, that Dan guy.
Why is that?
Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
on that note.
Hey, guess what, man? These are new soundboards. I'm still trying to test my timing.
Yeah, we know. Hey, hold still and pause the conversation while I hit a... Oh, wrong button.
Okay, let's get the punchline.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, cool.
Okay, ready? Okay, ask me now.
Why?
That's enough! Shit.
All right, folks, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
What's yours, too?
Spank
Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Stay tuned. Coming up next to the show, we have news. We've got awesome debates. You're about to hear Trencher and Claude get into it and yell at each other and
like we always
other people
sort of do.
Spank Wagon, stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're back.
Tonight's lame music is provided by
iTunes.
And Claude.
Once more, I forget to create a decent playlist.
Yeah, and when did I ask you to do that? Wednesday? Or Tuesday or Wednesday, I go, oh, Claude.
Yeah.
Make a playlist for the show. Okay, yeah.
I tried to, you wouldn't let me.
Hurrah! Yeah, today at 4:30.
Oh, by the way, did you ask your wife for permission to use the garage tomorrow so we can work on our cars?
Yes.
What'd she say?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. All right, anyhow.
You were trying to fish for something?
I was not trying to fish for anything else.
I think Claude was trying to fish.
I was not trying to fish. I know how to fish.
Yeah, Lake Mead in a pole with a UFO bobber.
Yeah. I'll never forget that night.
Neither will fish.
Give a man a lame one-liner, and you help him for the single conversation. Teach him to fish for an excuse, and he'll talk out his way out of everything for the rest of his life. You got to work on that. That'd be a good, interesting sentence.
That'd be a very good one. All right. Hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only up.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Please, if you feel like talking to us, feel free to join us on the IRC.
IRC, yes.
Yeah, chat.
IRC.slashnet.org. The room is Spank Wagon.
Pound Spank Wagon.
Pound. Oh, yeah. Ooh, pound it. Oh,
pound.
Baby. Oh.
That's disgusting.
All right. Sorry. All right. The moment everyone has been...
Are you a Peter Pepper?
God.
That was a bit loud.
Are you okay there?
God damn, that was loud.
I mean, I am now deaf. I am going to think twice about wearing headsets during a show.
That's all right.
God damn. All right. Sunday night. Last Sunday night, we all got to see... Well, yeah, there was the Super Bowl thing, and Aerosmith did the opening, and a little memorial to all the people who died in the space shuttle accident last year.
Really?
Yeah. But
who died in a space shuttle accident?
Astronauts, of course. Yeah.
Oh, I love Ariane's excuse for, what does NASA stand for?
What's
Need
that?
Another seven astronauts.
Need another seven astronauts. Yes. That's nice. But everybody got to see in the halftime show.
Janet Jackson's nipple. Big fucking deal. I'm not even going to try to build it up.
Amazing. Personally... I liked it, but I thought it was a goddamn pasty when I saw it.
I did too at first.
I thought
saw
it was
that
a pasty. I'm going, okay, she flashed and it's a pasty. Woohoo.
Big fucking deal.
That's what I thought. And then all of a sudden, out on the interweb, all these sites, I mean, they shut down the Something Awful forums. FARC went completely ballistic. Just a lot of other online chat sites.
I hate FARC.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Can't navigate it.
I know. You're an idiot. Anyhow, but I guess a lot of sites went nuts because it wasn't a pasty. It was an actual piercing. Granted, probably one of the ugliest fucking piercings, because it was like it was about the size of a bottom of a can of Coke.
Okay, basically, Janet Jackson apparently has very large nipples. Okay?
Apparently,
I'm not even going to try to build this shit up because this is basically what it is: large nipples, and she had a ring around the nipple that then had like little
a barbell holding it in.
Did she?
It had a barbell just holding the damn thing on.
Big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. So she has a nipple piercing. Okay. She shows it on TV. So what? I honestly do not give a good goddamn. In my opinion as well, I don't think the whole fucking American public gives a good goddamn either.
But the media sure does, and so does the FCC.
Media needs fucking stories. And you know what? Fuck the FCC, man.
Why?
Dude. Federal Communications Commission means you regulate the media that fucking transmits data, okay? Mm-hmm. You make sure that CBs don't interfere with microwave ovens and shit like that.
Right.
That's their job, not the fucking censor. Is that the Federal Censorship Commission? I think not.
Maybe.
They need to back the fuck off.
At this point they are, because now they're talking about, just hundreds of thousands of, almost millions of dollars in fines.
You know what, and I'm so serious, you know what, people need to seriously just fucking relax. If people are really this way, they are wound too fucking tight. In my opinion right now, I think they should put a spin on this. I think they should make it and put a spin onto it where if you are offended, you should feel guilty. They should do that kind of mass media type thing.
Why?
To get people to be more accepting. I don't know, has nobody never seen a nipple?
Apparently not. But, however, in 95, I want to say there was an ER episode. They showed nipples there.
Yeah.
You can watch.
But that's okay because it's in relation to medical stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Although they were going to do it again on a different episode of ER this week, but they had to stop doing
it.
They canceled it. All of this, all of a sudden, you know, they're talking about all these fines and all these fucking restrictions. The NFL went completely off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we're firing you and we're not letting MTV. Well, you know what? MTV has admitted they don't have anything to do with it.
Right, and we're going to get to the NFL rant, too.
Yes, and we know that the MTV didn't have anything to do with it. Hell, Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake said, hey, they didn't know. We kind of threw this in. And they even lied because they wanted to say it was a...
accident.
Costume malfunction.
Costume. It was wardrobe.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yes. They wanted the thing to pop off, but it was supposed to expose her red bra, her bustier. But here's the trick. If you actually look at the photo... and I think you can tell from the photo that I have on Spankwagon, if you click on the bootleg.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you. If you actually look at it, you can see it, the leather in the hand, and there's a sewn-on lace top, like a trim.
Ah.
They were planning on showing her tit. They were fully planning on showing her tit.
In any case.
And I think she thought she could get away with it by that piercing, thinking, it's close enough of a pasty for me.
Yeah. In my honest opinion, though, right now, seriously, right there, I think that, number one, people are wound too fucking tight. Number two, I think it's racism.
Racism?
Fucking down, outright, die-in-the-wool racism.
How so? Please, explain.
If Madonna had done that shit, people would not be as uptight.
Okay.
If Madonna had shown her nipple during the breast during the fucking Super Bowl, that's just Madonna pushing the envelope. But
no.
Janet Jackson does
it. Because Madonna attempted to have, I want to say it was Justify My Love video. And if you remember correctly, MTV was not what looked at it and said, no.
Oh, because, fuck MTV, too.
Because it, no, MTV, because, you know,
no.
Hold on. I will get,
okay, go ahead,
get
go ahead.
To a point here.
Okay.
Because it showed nipples and sexual, you know, sexual situations and stuff like that. You know, stuff you'd see on Cinemax, you know, things like that. Now, this leads into something interesting. And, yes, this is a tangent. We will get back to the Janet thing.
Go ahead.
Remember last week when I was talking about my customer who went, now, I know that I'm not a computer-literate guy, but I know that what you're telling me is wrong. You remember that? I was telling him, he couldn't use his email and to get spam, and he was telling me I was wrong after I explained it to him.
Right.
Okay, he called back this week.
Oh, fucking
because he has my information now.
All right.
You know, one of the downsides of me being in my position.
True.
He calls me back, and he goes, I need your help with something, blah, blah, blah. I want to complain about all this stuff on TV, and I go, excuse me? And he goes, well, I was watching MTV2 last week. And I knew right away what he was saying. MTV2 played a show that was the most extreme videos or the MTV2 censored videos or something like that. Stuff that they cannot play normally. But they got permission to play at 3 in the morning MTV2 R rating. Because it showed nudity, sexual situations.
I'd love it.
It pretty much was watching Cinemax.
Jeez, I'd love to have recorded that just to see what they had.
It was awesome. I mean, they showed the whole complete uncensored Smack My Bitch Up video. Turn the page of Metallica. Turn the page video.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that's actually the video incorporates a prostitute getting beaten up.
Exactly. And then there's nudity in there as well. But they also, you know, did the Madonna "Justify My Love" and a couple others that were just gross. An Aphex Twin video that was just creepy.
Cool.
But that got censored by MTV because of its creepiness.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, so the guy complains. He calls up. I'm very unhappy that they played this because, you know, I want to complain. Oh, well, okay. What can I do for you? Well, first off, what are you going to do to compensate me for me seeing this? I'm not doing anything, sir. My choice. That's your choice to watch it. But you chose to broadcast it. No, we choose to rebroadcast just the frequency, not the particular show.
Not the content.
We have no control over the content. Well, you guys should be like an advocacy group for me or something because I'm paying you. No, sir, we can't. We can't do that. You're asking us to tell you what to watch, and we're not going to do that because you know what? We're just, you know, it's just TV. It's really all just, TV.
People are fucked in the head, man.
So he complains about that. He complains, I watched, you know, the sexual and situation. I watched boobie. And I got to thinking, you know, the way he was complaining. I was like, okay, fine, all right.
Is he really offended or is he just
He was
money?
Really offended.
If he's serious,
he was an idiot.
Dude, in my opinion, seriously, I think this would be, like, really great to, like, socially engineer shit.
Right.
For real. I'm not even joking, man. I'm not even trying to be clever. I think that what we need to do is we need to go forth, we need to go ahead, and we need to make it so that people who are offended right there should feel guilty about it, that they should think something's wrong with them.
I agree.
I think that's what we need to do. I think, unfortunately,
I like that idea. I really like that idea.
We need to make conservatism. Now, I don't mean conservatism like save your money or, you know, don't show like, you know, fucking penetration on NBC. I'm not talking about that. Any you know, I'm talking about anytime somebody feel something like a bare breast or any kind of mature content or anything like that, we need to go ahead and make it seem like it's that they should feel bad about themselves.
Could this be a spank wagon caller? And do you have the volume turned down on the machine?
No, I don't have the volume turned down.
You might want to do that right now. Anywho, see, the spank line.
Of course it won't ring.
Hey.
Could be a caller. We don't know.
Could be.
Anyhow, so yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this guy and I'm realizing to myself, oh my God. You know, you and I joke and kid the fact that I don't like to really let my ego out.
I
have an ego. I just don't like to let it out.
You don't
all
like
the time.
To, but you do.
This one really made me feel good.
Oh, they didn't leave a message, you dumb fucks.
Gotta go back. This one made me feel pretty good because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, this is pretty cool. Here we have a guy who claims to be something, you know, he's so upset that, you know, gets so bent out of shape. And I'm going, what's the deal? Sure, you could change a channel. Now, granted, you are paying for that channel whether you change it or not. And I understand that can be a concern. But? You have choices.
True.
You know, and I gave him the information to MTV. I gave him the information to
Viacom.
The Comedy Central was his other complaint. I don't remember why.
Oh, God. There probably was a Chappelle show or something.
No, because the Comedy Central has been displaying a little banner ad on the bottom of their screens telling the cable and satellite people to switch over to a digital satellite feed.
Oh, yeah.
And he was offended that interrupt, you know, that they played that.
Didn't interrupt shit. I'm
well,
so...
interrupted God. Him and it offended
him. I know. And I'm not yelling at you right there.
I know.
But in all seriousness, man, I think that's what we need to do. We need to make stupidity a stigma. Okay, check this out, man. I have found out that... You know what, man? If I drink alcohol, I feel better about myself, and it's because alcohol naturally kills off dead brain cells. What we need to do, hey, man, it's true, man. It kills off the weaker cells, and your brain runs faster. There's a study about that coming from some drunks in Europe. But the truth of the matter
brilliant!
Is... Brilliant! Yeah, I love Guinness, too.
Brilliant!
but seriously, man, I think what we need to do is we need to have shit like that to weed these people out so we can ridicule them
and
silence them.
In some respects, I completely agree.
Yeah.
You know, especially
fucking Bush, man. Well, oh, you hear about that shit?
What's up?
Okay, check this out.
Is it his morality thing with the courts right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you go explain that? We honestly, fans, we are going to get back to Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe next hour though.
If you're joining us on Spank Wagon, you are learning show staple called Tangent.
Yes, Tangent is everywhere.
Yes,
like there.
Bush wants to go ahead and say that he'll sign in the Constitution to make gay marriages illegal.
What?
And all seriousness, this right here, I really, honestly, truly want to know. I really do, seriously. So for the love of God. Please, if any listeners out there can tell me in the chat room or send me an email, claudeballs@hotmail.com or claudeballs@cox.net, please, how the fuck does gay marriage threaten...
The sanctity of marriage.
Yeah.
How does two couples who love each other, whether they're same sex or opposite sex,
right.
really, really corrupt marriage? As a matter of fact, right. Let's do this way. Let's do spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Okay.
Or call us in right now. Give out the phone number one more time. It is a long distance to Las Vegas.
Area code 702-648-2174.
We'll record your message. We'll review them. We'll play them back for the show.
Right.
So let's see if we can get something for tonight.
Yeah,
what is
I,
your
I
guys'
really
opinion
know.
On this?
I really want to know because I'm just curious. What is threatening to marriage? Apparently, gay people threaten marriage more than, I don't know, infidelity.
Or adultery.
Or what do you think infidelity is?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, like...
Hold on. Go ahead. Recapitate that conversation.
Hold on. Time out. Let's think about this. Okay, we're back. Okay, I just realized what I said. All right, thank you.
All right.
But what I'm, you know, the infidelity and
yeah.
abuse. I'm sorry. How
drug
about abuse?
No.
Domestic violence. I mean, let's look at this. What happened earlier this week in Vegas alone. A guy and his wife fight. Very known throughout the whole neighborhood that they fight
right.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the middle of everybody. They don't mind fighting in Walmart, you know, like the rednecks they are. Guy finally has enough fighting for whatever reason. Gets gun, shoots her, kills himself.
Right.
That's a sanctity, you know, that
threatens a sanctity of marriage.
That threatens, yeah,
how about codependency? When you have your partner in your marriage, be it your husband or your wife, okay, that is physically abusive or damage, poses a life threatening threat to you or your children, okay?
Yep.
Such as if they're drinking, or how about that one idiot, man, with mental fucking illness, with the woman that's fucking, you know, took a baseball bat to her kids and got run over with a truck.
Last summer.
Right.
Last summer.
I still not heard the trial about that. That's coming up.
Yeah, that's coming
up
soon.
She survived, fortunately. Her ass is going to get sent through the ringer, hopefully.
She was nuts. The husband was normal and loving. She was nuts.
Oh, but two
gay
people.
She fucking took a baseball bat to her goddamn kids. Killed them.
Son and daughter.
Yeah, son and daughter. Killed them. As part of her depression and her mental wackiness.
She goes out
into the middle of the road. And gets hit by a truck, tries suicide, fails.
Yeah.
But that's a wonderful marriage.
But that's fine because marriage is still sacred. Never mind the fact that kids can be killed, people can cheat, or anything else, and break those sacred vows.
Yes.
That doesn't mean a fact that if two people of the same sex happen to do the same thing and keep their vows, everything that threatens the sanctity.
Right.
Right. Fucking uptight assholes.
Yep,
I am so tired of America right now. And speaking of which, I have a very good God complex right now.
Really?
Yeah, I know what it's like to be God.
Okay.
I am so tired of people invading Iraq. I am tired of Middle Easterners at the airport getting stopped and randomly searched, innocent ones. I am tired of censorship across the internet, across the airwaves. I'm tired of illegal searches and seizures in the name of me, the American public. I am tired of every time this shit goes on that some idiot bureaucrat
says
that this is what the American public wants. I am the American public. Don't fucking, you know, take such goddamn blasphemy in my name.
Or not just blasphemy, it was just prejudice, racism.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, the censorship. It's a scary thought, you know, that all this is being done. And,
right.
You know, that whole gay marriage. Now, if he wants to try to pass a constitutional amendment.
Oh, God.
Now, we already know that the Supreme Court will pretty much kind of go with it because the Supreme Court did something very illegal in 2000 when they allowed him to win. Yes, I am of that belief. If you're not of that belief, hey, that's cool. That's your thing. And let me say this right here, right now, before, you know, we piss off any listeners.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, we love our single-digit listener base as it is.
By the way, like I say, you know what? Say that for your side of the listeners right there. I don't give a shit if it causes controversy because that just spreads, publicity for us.
True, but I want to say that my opinions are mine and mine alone, and I do not expect others to share my opinions.
Same here. No.
So, but, as I was saying,
but,
though,
yeah.
in 2000 when the presidential elections happened then, the Supreme Court is not supposed to get involved to decide the president under any circumstance.
Right. Okay, now, hold on. B&M says something very interesting in the chat room right now. I don't have a problem with gay marriages, but I also don't have a problem with different religions not allowing them in the name of their particular god or gods. Okay, perfectly agreed, B&M. However, your gods may not be my gods. And I can tell you right now, check this out right now. Everybody in the chat room that's listening right now, do this. Close your eyes and picture a house. Just picture a house.
Okay.
Okay. It is guaranteed, okay, that there will never, ever be two people who can imagine the exact same house. There will always be discrepancies. Maybe you're picturing a single story. Maybe a two-story. Maybe you're picturing a lawn with a tree. No tree. Desert landscaping. Brick. Cars parked out in the front. Brick. Okay.
Brick house.
A double wide.
White doors. Trees in the yard. Grass. Yes.
Okay. But the point is, that same experiment right that I just had you do right there, man, it's the same thing with people's perception of whether it's a house or God. I'm tired of people pushing their goddamn influences on me, okay, and trying to take out fucking moral atrocities in my name. I don't give a fuck about stem cell research. Stop trying to say it's in my interest to not have it. Stop trying to say I, the American public, because that's me, because we're all equal in this shit, don't want to invade other countries just on hunches, okay, that they might be. Now, I agree with the war in Iraq. I would really respect them more if they came out right front and said it, which was basically to destabilize France and Germany and the EU from overpowering America. Okay? I understand that. I respect that.
Well, in all honesty, right now, the big controversy is the fact that the intelligence reports have finally pointed out that, oops, they were wrong.
Exactly.
The intelligence reports are not, they're not accurate.
Okay.
And that's why
found. No, I'm sorry. Can we back up a little bit here? There's nothing wrong with our intelligence reports, and I fully agree with George Bush on that. You know why? Because they told us September 11th was coming. They said, watch out for bin Laden. That son of a bitch is going to try something. We've got intel that's going to say it. They said that there was a possibility to always keep their guard up on 9/11 to monitor flights and shit like that. Was illegal as hell, but was done under Clinton right there. And I'm not, and don't think I'm supporting Clinton or anything like that. What I'm saying is they chose to ignore it.
Okay. You know, and
that's documented.
Okay. One thing, though, that, you know, that has been come out, though, is the intelligence report saying that there is weapons of mass destruction all over Iraq. Well, there isn't. You know, they haven't found these huge caches yet.
We found
assault block. Sinai salt block.
I was going to say a block of salt, a Sinai-laced block of salt, and empty shells.
Yeah.
Big fucking deal. So far, the only, absolute only thing Iraq had, which violated UN treaties, was a missile that went 20 miles beyond what their capability was supposed to be limited to under UN sanctions.
Right. Now, here's the funny thing. I was listening to the BBC World Service a couple nights ago.
Oh, BBC's
great.
And
they were talking about this, and then they made the kind of nice point, and this is a very interesting point that they made, is they said, okay, now, who's going to get the blame for this? Is it going to be the people who brought you the intel or the people who decided to act on the intel? That's the problem.
Dude, you know what? I've seen stuff like this before. During the San Francisco earthquake, okay, that happened back in the 90s right there, when the
89?
No.
October?
It wasn't 89, no. It was a little later than that. I think
after 89. The wall fell, October of 89.
You hear it was 89?
Yes.
I think it was a little later than that. Anyhow, point fucking being is the Nimitz Freeway collapsed and killed a lot of fucking people.
Right.
Okay, it was shitty construction. It was a double-decker freeway.
Yep.
Okay. In a fucking nutshell, to tell you what happened right here, when it came time to blame people for shitty engineering, they all fucking passed the buck till they could do the fucking O.J. Simpson Chewbacca defense 6 degrees of shit to point the blame off on dead people who could or retired people who could no longer stand trial or accept or assume responsibility for their actions.
Interesting. Okay.
But in all honesty right there, yeah, for real. That's what's going to happen with that shit.
Now, is this pretty much going to get put away, blame until it's just done?
Oh, you wait. 30 years from now, they're going to say, like, oh, yeah, we found out that, you know.
There was nothing.
Ooh, sorry. By that time, Bush will be dead or, you know, incoherent.
Cool. Into the incoherency. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
If you want to hang out with us and be cool while we do the show, you can always join our IRC chat room. It's irc.slashnet.org.
Right.
What's the room, Claude?
Pound, pound, Spankwagon.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I'm going to switch off Barry Manilow. There's no fucking way that I'm going to listen to goddamn Barry. Why is it every week this playlist gets more and more gay?
Dude,
I mean, more and more gay.
Okay, I have easy listening shit on there. It's only a fraction of what I have.
And it likes all of it.
It fucking keeps playing.
All of it.
Right now we're playing Spanish shit right now.
Well,
you can't understand.
This is fine. We'll reach a new demographic with this, but what are they listening to, Claude?
And it's Spankwagon Radio! We'll be back.
Pongan atención, señores,
Maracaibo,
esta linda inspiración,
Maracaibo,
pongan atención, señores,
Maracaibo,
esta linda inspiración,
Maracaibo,
me sale del corazón,
Maracaibo,
se la doy con mil amores,
Maracaibo,
para que tú lo bailes,
son Maracaibo,
para que lo goces,
son
Maracaibo, que tú lo bailes,
mamá, son
Maracaibo, que tú lo goces,
son Maracaibo,
que tú lo bailes.
Maracaibo,
y escúcheme usted mi canto,
Maracaibo,
para que tú lo bailes,
mi son Maracaibo,
para que tú lo bailes,
mi son Maracaibo,
mi
son Maracaibo,
para que lo goces,
mi son Maracaibo,
para que lo bailes,
mi son Maracaibo,
cuando me puse a cantar,
Maracaibo,
mi canción en la mañana,
Maracaibo.
Maracaibo,
me sentía hasta la baja.
Maracaibo,
fue cuando pude gozar.
Maracaibo,
para que tú lo bailes.
Mi son
Maracaibo, para que tú lo goces.
Mi son
Maracaibo, para que tú lo.
¡Ya!
Mi son Maracaibo.
Maracaibo,
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 Maracaibo.
yeah, so there I was, man, all aboard the spaceship, right? And there she had, was, had the biggest three titties you ever seen. I mean, she was wild, man. Okay. Wanted to stick a probe inside me and everything, man.
Anal probes!
That's right, man.
Everyone loves anal probes!
That's right.
Yeah!
Woo! And she did something to me, man, because like it was aboard a spaceship, man, but it looked just like a room at the Holiday Inn. And then they performed some sort of weird experimentation on me, man. And like I woke up with these slits in my back and no kidneys. My kidneys done got stolen by the aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Art Bell. Yeah.
No.
That's what you got for that Art Bell comment.
Yeah, really.
All right. No, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
We have a couple things we want to do before we get to Mad Props, because that's coming up soon.
We really didn't even finish that debate on the last one right there. In my opinion right there, because of the NFL with their appallingness right there and shit.
Oh,
right there,
Jesus, they're overreacting.
And in my opinion right here, I'm going to say this right there, and geeks unite against them, okay, in all seriousness, man. The NFL is nothing more than a bunch of fucking teenage football players walking down the hall trying to shove and push everybody.
Okay.
That's it.
And I could agree with you because they're trying to enforce morality on people.
Fuck
the NFL. In an environment that morality isn't necessarily needed.
Right.
Hold on.
You can't show tits, but the talk that goes on in the locker room that's uncensored.
Exactly. Or even better yet, let's look at the commercials they chose to play. They would not play anything that was political, anything that had. Oh, I'm sorry they did. They played the George Bush one.
Right. And guess what?
They wouldn't play an anti-Bush commercial, and they wouldn't do anything. Who was it that submitted a commercial? Las Vegas. Yes.
Yeah.
Our beautiful, lovely town was trying to sell not gambling, not drinking, not prostitution for anyone out.
Just Las Vegas.
Just Las Vegas. Just stay in Vegas. Relax. Have fun. That was quite literally it. They said no. Why did they say no, you think? Because it doesn't agree with their standards. Doesn't go along with the standards of the NFL. But horses farting on candles and igniting girls.
That's just fucking bullshit.
That is acceptable. Man. Funny commercials. Don't get me wrong. Those commercials were great. I love the Simpsons commercial, the Homer one where he's, the MasterCard. And I really like the AOL ones with the Tuttle family from American Chopper. I thought those were hilarious.
Not bad.
Especially when you see a rascal go choom straight up. But funny shit. However, you can't play this double standard. You can't do that. It's not fair. It's not right. And I know you're the NFL, and you're going to push your big weight around, but you really ought to reconsider, because something's going to happen. Something is going to happen where people realize this is shit. And it's going to be all over. But that's my opinion, because that just pissed me off. When they won't even play fucking Las Vegas, because you know what? Las Vegas is Las Vegas. It's just a tourist town.
Yeah.
We try to find culture here, and even a lot of people in the indie press say it's very fucking hard to find.
Oh, well, this was fucking great. What they did is they said you can't charge admission or you can't broadcast our shit for free.
You know who still said that? Who still said fuck it and did? Hard Rock.
They did, but you know what the other hotels are doing, such as the Aladdin?
What?
Comping out $0 tickets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Didn't get that loophole, did they? So the NFL's all pissed off.
Well, the NFL's also pissed off at Vegas because we, Las Vegas and the Las Vegas Convention Bureau, just for those of you who don't know, LVCVA, I'll let you say that initial again, but the Convention Bureau for Las Vegas, the
Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, otherwise known as the LVCVA,
they said, we can't buy time
on the national network. But wait a minute, just like the local stations here are enabled to sell airtime.
Maybe they are too.
Let's have a look. So they basically went ahead and sold airtime to all the independent stations across America.
Yeah, they sold airtime and they bought major cities that we normally pull people from anyway. The NFL, however, found out about this and had a shit fit. And now they're going to try to write rules so that way they don't sell that advertisement to us either.
You know what? And
who says the NFL could control CBS, what's the CBS station in San Francisco? Isn't that like the,
I don't know.
It's a really geek
clue.
Station. It's really cool. But they're going to say that, you know what? I'm sorry, KGAN in Iowa, you cannot have a Las Vegas ad.
Fuck
KGAN
the NFL.
KGAN is going to go, fuck you.
Fuck the NFL, man.
They should. Something should be done. All right. Hey, real quick. We got a call.
You were finished.
Oh, what?
Oh, you were finished.
Yes. Thank you. Nice.
Who will allow me to retort?
Nice. All right, let's play. We got it. We got it.
Who will allow me to retort?
Go ahead.
Fuck the NFL.
That was it?
That was it, yeah.
All right.
I'm just learning.
Why don't you just speak up and quit hitting the goddamn button? Let's play what we got for a message. This is an interesting message. We thought it was a fan.
Yeah, but apparently not.
Wednesday, 8:47. Friday, 7:53 p.m.
Hello. I'm calling from Scarborough Research. As you may know, we are doing a short survey throughout the area concerning radio listening, television viewing, and newspaper reading. We are not selling anything. We're a market research company, and your household's opinions are extremely important to our survey. For more information, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-753-6043, or visit our website, www.scarboroughsurvey.com. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Here's the idea that Claude had.
It would really mean a lot to us here at Spankwagon if everybody could call that number or go to the website and for your radio listening habits mention internet radio such as Spankwagon.
You know, because as far as I'm concerned, this is a medium that needs to be explored more. And I know that we're having a good time, and there's people out there who run like Soma FM and Radio Storm, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
We need more of it. But anyhow, that was we were hoping it was one of you guys. We really, 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 really wanted to be one of you guys. Damn it.
Yeah.
You cheap bastard. So here's what we're going to do. The first person that calls us and gives us an opinion on anything we've discussed tonight's show, the first person who does so in the next
within the next five minutes.
5 minutes. Give them the phone number.
Area code 702-648-2174.
The dragon is on the blade.
Shit, yeah.
Give them the number again.
702-648-2174.
Call us in the next 5 minutes. You will get a free clicker liquor pop mailed out to you by Claude Balls, so that way, it's on time.
Correctamundo.
All right. Moving on. Actually, let's go ahead. Before we go, we're still not ready for
that. Just keep calling. Everyone is different. Good. Everyone is a treat. Everyone is a dream.
Store dialing.
Wow.
That's great, but please, be smart. $69.
No. Wrong button.
I don't care. I apologize dramatically. I am so sorry. Absolutely bananas. That's absolutely nuts. I'm serious, man. I'm not kidding. Just keep calling. Just keep calling. Please, don't be upset. Don't be alarmed.
Okay. Now.
Turn my soundboards back on, you bastard.
You are abusing the soundboards.
It's better abusing myself.
Well, all right, real quick.
Turn the soundboards back on.
God!
All right, cool.
All right, real quick. This is a request made by Skier. He is not actually listening to the show. He is actually not in here. He's at a banquet. But he put himself up on the chat room, and he wanted mad props. Claude made a great idea.
For everyone in the chat room right now, Skier is not there.
We covered that already.
But he wants mad props. You all must vote. Does he get his mad props?
Does he get mad props? He's not here, but he's not, you know, away entirely. So does he get his mad props by being in the room? You decide. And before, and while you're doing that, let us know in the chat room, Spankwagon. And before we get to the before we count the votes, like it'll be all that scientific, dimpled Chad, what we'll do? Hey, all right. We got a caller. We'll find out who it is in a moment. All right. What we'll do is we'll give out our dead celebrity. Claude has these dead celebrities. I had none this week, so it's all Claude.
I got to get the dead celebrity list. Talk, goddammit.
What am I going to say? You and this damn computer. This computer is actually hindering your ability to perform.
This reminds me, seriously, man.
I mean,
what ended up happening was we were at the drive-thru one night, man. I was there with my mom. And it was funny as hell. I'm like looking at what to order. And she's like, will you fucking hurry up? I'm like, just keep saying, Yeah.
Yeah. So by the way, the chat room agrees. You need to go on a 12-step program for soundboard abuse. It's been your first fucking night running soundboards. And they already realized Claude's got a problem.
Claude has a problem. Okay. We had some interesting dead celebrities. We had a couple of ones right here. Where the fuck is it? Where'd that fucking dead bitch go? Okay, I think I found
dead
it.
Celebrities or dead bitches. Okay, okay. All
right. Dead celebrity of the week. Okay. This week's dead celebrity is actually technically does qualify for dead celebrity. You know, okay. You probably don't know who the fuck she is. I didn't.
No clue.
Eleanor Holm.
Eleanor Holm?
Eleanor Holm.
Who the fuck is this? Is this the same one you were talking about earlier?
She won the 1932 gold medal in swimming 100-meter backstroke. She was sent to repeat in the Berlin.
I thought this Olympiad was a little more recent than this.
No. It's a celebrity, okay? Listen, she was sent to she was set to repeat her wins, her victories, in the Berlin Olympic Games of 1936, you know, in Nazi Germany. But she ran foul of officials because of her behavior on the boat trip to Germany. Apparently, women athletes weren't allowed to drink, shoot craps, or sing in cabarets. Ms. Holm paid the price for the double standard and was kicked off the team. So she's like a feminist thing right there. So that,
right.
So that, you know, that should, you know, keep all the broads happy. All right, so that's the official dead celebrity of the week because she actually died... the 31st of January, so therefore she technically falls in to the requirements.
Barely.
Barely, I know.
Barely.
But she did.
Last show was on what, the 1st?
She did have a movie.
31st? No.
She starred in Tarzan's Revenge in 1938, playing Eleanor Reed. All right.
Eleanor played Eleanor.
Yeah.
It's a method acting.
All right. All right. So that takes care of the, like, legitimate dead celebrity of the week.
But let's take care of illegitimate dead celebrity.
Because they didn't fall into the lines, but there was no coverage on this dead celebrity. And this is somebody everybody's going to recognize. And you're just going, and everybody, right, as soon as I say this, you're be like, oh, shit. Okay. Hold on, I got to find his name.
God!
It's like, okay, Ron O'Neill.
Who?
Ron O'Neill.
Who?
Superman. Push the flip with Superman. Superfly.
From the blaxploitation films.
Superfly is dead. Oh. Forever tagged as the super bad Superfly.
What'd he die of?
Pancreatic cancer.
God damn.
He was fucking old, too, man. Born 1937.
Huh.
Damn, he's old as shit. But Superfly is dead, man. So,
long live the Superfly.
Yeah, Priest finally is gone up to that big connection in the sky.
Yeah. All right, really quick, let's do a really, 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 really quick vote count. I show here that we have, of course, you know.
Did any of you fucking people vote at all?
I think God they damn. All started just bitching. None of them really vote. One says aye, one says no. Another one says, we're counting this.
Yeah, we are, man.
Jizzette asked how many shows has he listened to.
Jesus Christ.
Not many.
All right, who said no?
Rev says yes. Virtual says no. 9Volt says yes.
Who said the first no?
I think sort of Chizad. But Rev says yes. Vert says no. And 9Volt says yes. So there's two yeses, two nos. Now we need a goddamn fucking tiebreaker. You motherfuckers couldn't even get your act together to say yay or nay instead of arguing amongst yourselves. And now we need a tiebreaker? Oh, and now Chizad's gone. God damn. Spankwagon Radio is proudly brought to you by two angry white guys. Anyhow.
Jesus fucking Christ.
In a room full of apathy.
Stop whining.
I'm sorry. God damn. Those are good. I hate you. All right. Let me take a drink. Let's wait for that tiebreaker to come in. We need a tiebreaker. Someone that's not Reverend 9Volt, Chizad. Valkyris, you fucking vote. Come on, you're here every week. Does he get his props? It's all on Valkyris.
God damn.
Does he
lack discipline?
What the fuck? echoey. Come on, Valkyris, you can do it.
It's trouble time.
Okay, Chizad, then I will say no as well. We knew that already because
I would like to talk to you about premature ejaculation.
What?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Where the hell are you getting these?
John Kimball.
Nice.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yeah, classic annoyance.
Okay, anyone. I mean, Valkyris hasn't voted, but...
It doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does. Fine, we'll...
Trust me.
couple seconds here.
I insist.
Wait for Volcuras.
He used to be somebody I could trust.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on, Volcuras.
The whole music for you. We have fucking NWA as goddamn timer music.
Welcome to Spank Wagon Radio. Well, we know, Reverend, that you two are the original.
Can you imagine how much more interesting Jeopardy would be with this music in the background?
Write down your final answer.
What are we voting for? For Curse? Fuck. Okay. You know what? I say give him his props. I'll just say it. So much for having this room make a choice.
It's amazing. Like,
it's like if we ever asked this room to you know, choose what you want to do. Choose your own adventure. It'll make it great. Yeah, okay. Well, we could. Well, there's porn on TV. Oh, I killed your fucking soundboard, you addict.
Uh-huh. Turn it back on.
All right, let's give up my props.
Turn it back on, fucker.
Your lazy ass just kicked me, fucker. Okay.
Stop shouting. I'm not deaf.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
All right, so, okay, it looks like he gets mad props.
He'll get the mad props tonight.
So, you owe the chat room.
You owe the chat. You owe us to listen to a live fucking show.
Yeah. Not just fucking log in and go, hey guys, I'm just stopping by for the mad props, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Fuck.
Won't happen again.
Is he like the type of dude that like just stops by like fucking Chuck E. Cheese to grab a couple slices off some kid's birthday party and fucking leave?
Happy birthday, Timmy.
It brings like a wrapped box that's empty, dude, with like a bunch of like.
He recycles like Chuck E. Cheese boxes, cleans them out, puts a little piece of foil in them. He's all ready for some pizza. He sits there and goes to 7-Eleven and goes, hey, this cup had a hole in it. I couldn't get a drink other than the last 32 ounces.
Hey, man, I got all the way home and discovered this said it was flat.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the world's greatest part of Spike Wagon Radio. Only because I say so. Claude!
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck?
All right.
This is your cue! Here is your clicker licker pop.
Well, now you ruined it.
Grab it. Grab it. All right.
It is now time for. All right. I guess straight now. I guess straight. Okay. Mad props.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's mad props, we're going to give them out to someone who realizes, hey, there's a show going on and I need to listen. BNM!
Mad props.
Now we know he's here and he's listening to the show. Hopefully it's still in the background, but I guess there's a really big booty on TV. And, well, you know, when there's a booty on TV, you just got to watch it. But his name is...
Jizzard! Mad props.
Since Claude's in the chat room, I'm not giving him props. Fuck Claude. Anyhow...
Mad props.
Fuck that. What we are going to give mad props to is a man who's going to be over the road, and hey, maybe he will be on Spankwagon here in the near future.
Ooh,
a guest. Let's give it up for... The fuck? That's my phone!
Forgot to turn off the cell. You fucking dick.
Let's give it up for... 9-4!
Mad props!
He's one of the original angry black men on the internet radio. Black men... I guess he's black now, but it's only below the waist.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Let's give it up for Reverend Hammer!
Mad props!
And because he won the vote and pretty much everybody else kind of just said, fucking give it to him because we're tired of wasting fucking time already, let's give it up for Skier! Mad prop. Here, wait, don't give him official.
Ooh.
We're going to give him unofficial mad props.
Hey, I like that, man.
He got him.
Unofficial mad props.
He got him, but not what he wanted. Let's give it up for the man who brings me the bandwidth so that way something awful can totally hose our site. Richon!
Mad props.
Let's give it up also for Art Bell's secret love child, the Curse!
Mad props.
Now I need another drink of water. Hold on.
Put a sock in it.
All right. That was Mad Props. You know, something we were talking about a little earlier. You can now put down Clicker Liquor Pop while you're choosing your soundboards. You're going to be like a one-man band. You're going to have the laptop on a strap in front of you, Clicker Liquor on the side. Like, you wiggle your leg and the Clicker Liquor Pop goes off. You're going to move another leg and you can actually open up a soundboard, move your fingers and do something else. You get a microphone, not tape.
No.
Elastic sweatband to your fucking head. So that way it points down near your mouth.
Come on.
Anyhow, we were talking earlier about my favorite customer.
That's a good idea, dude.
Oh, God.
One-man broadcast.
One-man broadcast, just walking
oomch,
around.
Oomch, oomch, oomch.
No, those are hit sticks. Anyhow.
Okay.
We were talking about it earlier with my favorite customer in the fucking world, you know, the one that I'm
oh, God,
on.
Yeah.
Okay, something else that I was reading about online. Actually, I pulled it from, I think I pulled it from the New York Times. It was geeks versus Luddites, or non-geeks. Geeks versus non-geeks. This is something you and I have talked about a lot.
Yes.
Because of the fact that we do work in the land of the ISP.
In my opinion, if Christ died for our sins, we're catching up for our stupidity by having to hold the hands of society.
Pretty much. That's nice, actually. Here's one thing that I find interesting. Because of the My Doom virus and the rampant spread of the My Doom virus, a lot of geek-type people are going, this is fucking it. We're tired of this. You either fucking learn to use the computer or you log the fuck off.
Yeah.
And people are not, end users are not getting this. The end users, not the ones like us. You know, we're pretty competent. I want to think that we're pretty competent end users. I really do. I really, really, really do. Yeah, you and I both have our times where we go, oops, I don't know how to do this, or oops, I don't know how to do that. But we're not blatantly stupid to infect ourselves with viruses.
Oh,
we're
God,
not
yeah.
blatantly
oh, yeah,
stupid.
Number one, Macintosh.
Well, yeah. we're not blatantly yeah. stupid, though, to sit there and go, you know.
Oh, I don't know who this is. What could it possibly be?
I don't know how to work this computer, but I'm going to go do things that everyone else can do online. I'd have no comprehension as to what I'm doing and my responsibilities for my actions. And that's one thing that's getting me pissed off. I know it's an old rant. I know we've talked about this before, but I am sick and tired. Sick and tired. Tired and sick. Hold on.
It works. It works.
Yeah. Of people who don't know what they're doing calling me or going online and
I know.
You know, and saying, you guys broke this. It's your fault. No, you clicked on it. No, you, dude. You're my internet provider.
I had a stupid son of a bitch one time. You know what he told me?
What?
Why I had to fix his computer? Even though he broke it, was totally unrelated.
What?
Because there's a Good Samaritan law. Just like you have to pull over and help people if they're in a traffic accident,
no.
you have to help everyone with a computer problem.
Bullshit.
Dude, you know am I fucking questioning you on this? Am I debating
you? No, you're not. You're agreeing with me.
Yeah. Fucking moron.
But, see, my thing is the fact that, you know what? People out there, you know. I think our listener base is pretty much excluded. Our listener base seems to be a pretty very intelligent group. Matter of fact, we were just over in the Ars Anime before we hopped over in here. I know Aquila is not a listener, but come on. If the fucker can run a particle accelerator and actually do the math and do nuclear physics, okay, that's a fucking genius to me. Sure, they may have social skills, you know, of a dried-up dead sock, but... You know, there's a brain there, and they understand consequences and causes and reactions.
Exactly.
I'm tired of these
apathy. It's pure dyed-in-the-wool fucking apathy. We raise kids to be apathetic, and they just become stupid fucking adults. I am absolutely fucking tired of people always trying to be victims.
And that's exactly what they're doing. So do me a favor. I know we have a small listener base, but it's a listener base we all truly appreciate here at The Wagon. And I'm sure that I could say the same thing for JSTFU and What I Wish I Didn't Know Show and everybody else that's kind of in the Radio Chaos Spankwagon family. But let me just say this. Well, mostly Spankwagon family. But let me just say this. Next time you run across these fucking idiots, let them have it. Let them
berate
know.
Berate them.
Not even berate them. Not even do too much. Just say, look. If you don't know what you're doing, why do you do it?
Yeah. That is berating.
You know,
dude.
Because as far as I'm
concerned, that is berating, fool.
People who don't work on their cars
should not be under the hood.
Should not go under the hood. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, they don't. Now, here's a funny thing. Slight tangent here, folks, and I really do apologize. Here's a funny thing. I was sitting at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
No, excuse me, Checker. But
Checker.
Getting some parts for my duster.
Yeah.
And... This guy is in the line before me, and he goes, well, I need to get some spark plugs. I'm thinking, okay, this isn't be too long.
Yeah. Spark plugs. Okay, what kind of car you have? What kind? What year? What motor has it got in it?
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. What year? 94. What kind? Dodge Dakota. Great. How many cylinders? I don't know. What? Let me go check. What?
What the
fuck? It's that attitude. Okay? Now, the problem is you don't get that a lot with auto people because a car is something so different. A car is a big 3,000-pound combination of metal, plastics, polymers, ceramics. Okay? That's a car. It's intimidating. People don't want to go under the hood of something that looks like it could shred their arm. Justifiably so.
Yeah.
Computers, though, because
any assholes are not any afraid assholes, to just turn one on and rip shit up.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're not a computer user, okay? If all you could do is get online and use email. You're not really a computer user. We might as well have just figured out a way back in 1993, 1994, to make AOL PCs. An AOL PC.
Wait. Stop. You just said 83, 84. No, wait. A lot longer than that. 93, 94.
Let me explain. I mean, not long ago, but sooner. I'm sorry. I'm kind of crossing myself up here. What should have happened here, and it may have, maybe it's just me. I mean, I had a learning curve. Virtual One can attest to that. My friends can attest to that. I had a weird learning curve on figuring stuff out, even so much so that after I moved out here, I still wasn't 100% confident in doing stuff, so I didn't dive in unless I called Virtual One first. That has changed. I've had to become self-sufficient. There's no, you know, my long-distance bills told me I had to, but you know, and my job told me I had to, and I learned more stuff, and I was willing to learn, and I wasn't going to call my neighbor next door because he was an IT guy, and I don't set up my router just to plug it in and put my computer right next to the modem, which is right next to the router just to say I have a router.
Exactly.
But I forgot where I was going. I got wrapped up, and I totally blanked out as to where I was going with this.
Basically, you didn't want to be apathetic.
AOL PC. Here's what they should have done back in the early 90s, 93, 94, maybe not early, but anyhow. What they should have done, give everybody a dummy terminal. Remember those good old-fashioned Weiss terminals?
Yep.
Yeah, make them look graphical. You know, sort of like what the e-machines were trying to go for being a dummy PC.
Yeah.
But they decided, oh, well, we better get in the real PC business. Make a dummy terminal. Email, surfing, and that's it. You know, just the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Give those to the people that have, like, have come to a point where they go,
dude,
I can't do it.
They had it. It was called Web TV.
I know.
But WebTV wasn't compatible.
It wasn't compatible with anything. And you know, even the e-machines that first came out had no hard drive. I mean, they had a hard drive, but it wasn't worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, and in all honesty, I know I'm overreacting, but I'm really... This past week has been just one of the rougher weeks for me talking to people who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, in all honesty, I wouldn't call it overreacting. And I'm not just saying that because, like, I'm on a friendly basis with you trying to back you up. The thing about it is a lot of people may not understand the frustration of things that go on such as this because they don't work in the IT industry. You have no idea what it's like, okay? Basically, we get yelled at by people right there, and we go through a fucking, not even daily, you know, like a fucking minutely, you know, with every call it comes in, fucking bukkake of complaints and stupidity. That's you understand, man. That's the best way to say it, okay? Because it's the stupidity sticks, man, and it creates a stench you can't fucking wash out.
True, very true.
I fucking hate stupid people.
But you know what? And it's something that I find very interesting is people who, you know, it's the blame passing. Right now, the MyDoom virus is pretty much last week it knocked out SEO. In all honesty, it didn't do any harm to SEO because as far as I'm concerned,
website, big fucking deal.
Took out their website. Big fucking deal. It didn't take out. They don't sell a product. Dude. They sue for product.
Yeah.
You're not really knocking them out.
Yeah. And by the way, it took out a fucking website, even though they may have had a ham server. All it did was attack a consumer website. Didn't go for their internal corporate shit at all.
Right. So it was just there to kind of make a slight point. But so many people let themselves get infected with it. I mean, so many people worldwide.
Oh, I know, man.
You know what, people? I hate saying it, but maybe it is a start. We need to start thinking about PC proficiency, licensing. Just a thought. I'm not saying do it because I know I'd be the first person to fail and I'd have to turn my Mac in for a compact or something, but still.
No. I got it for you right now.
What's up?
You force PC manufacturers to create better fucking software.
Okay, but that isn't going to happen because you know what?
It's called
that doesn't happen anymore.
Dude, it's called OS X, okay? You don't have to be a fucking idiot to run it.
Let's stop. Okay, this is starting to sound like Mac advocate.
No, I'm not. Okay, okay.
I'm not saying
everybody should go Macintosh. I'm not saying that at all. I am not saying that at all. The reason I'm not saying that right there is because Apple computers are higher end stuff right there, okay? You pay for what you get for at the same fucking time. If you could port OS X on to shitty piece of crap x86 type boxes such as, you know, like Pentium 3s and 4s that you could go get a Dell PC for like $500 right there. I'm not saying buy Macintosh because in all honesty, there are people that just can't fucking afford them because Apple does demand such a premium price for their shit. What I'm saying is create shit where they can't fucking get in and touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I am so tired of people going, I want control over my PC when they don't know how to fucking control it.
You know, and I understand that. If
that's what I'm saying. I'm not.
And you know what? If they want control, fine. But be ready to do a lot of maintenance. PCs are maintenance. PCs are more maintenance than cars.
Well, I think it should be.
Because of buggy software.
Yeah.
You don't go out, and if you buy bad tires, you take them back. Yeah. And you get good ones, and then you drive on them for 50,000 miles.
Yeah.
Why are tires expected to be good off the shelf? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's look at an alternator. I had to change out an alternator and a voltage regulator, separate units on a Chrysler unit.
Correct.
On a Chrysler. I had to replace them. They were 30 years old. Okay, let's think about first. It's an older technology that lasted 30 years. That's damned impressive.
Yeah.
Computers can't even do that.
Just like fucking people, idiots running Windows 98 still. There is no fucking excuse.
Right. All right. We need to cut to a break.
Yeah, we're going
to go
ahead.
Calm down, cut to a break, listen to our voicemail, and see who won the Clicker Liquor Pop. So you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You know what else?
Spank Wagon Radio. That's what it is.
My body's gone. Won't you come back?
up my head no more. I can't understand what all the fight is for. But it's so nice here down off the shore. I wish you could see this, cause there's nothing to see. It's peaceful here and it's fine with me. I like the world where I used to live.
What I mean by you ready?
I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, let's go. Spike Mike forever.
I forgot my microphone again.
Ah,
yucks. Microphones stink.
I tell you, man, it's
all microphones smell
like
too.
Oh, I better turn on these, otherwise I'll get screamed and kicked. It's like a fucking 2-year-old. I want my toy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the last 20 minutes.
God.
As opposed to
it's countdown to the end of the show.
Yay. I mean, no. I mean, oh, forget it. Let's go ahead and review the message that was left to us for the winning entry of the Clicker Liquor Pop.
The winning entry.
The winning entry. Is it this button right here?
Yeah.
No.
The gray one.
The big.
7:53 p.m. Hello. I'm calling from Scarborough Research.
Oops, hold on.
That sure ain't it.
Friday, 7:50.
Yeah. Hold on.
Friday, 7:50. Friday, 8:09 p.m.
I get to leave a message after the tone. Well, I'd have to say that the commercials are great. The NFL can kiss our ass, right? I want my free clicker liquor pop, damn it.
End of message.
Okay, so.
Now, as you know here on Spagwagon Radio, caller has called in. They have won. They have won a free
Who the fuck are they?
That's the thing we don't know.
I couldn't tell from how that thing plays.
And they mentioned no name, so caller forfeit.
Next caller.
Next caller, area code 702-648-2174.
Give us a call. Tell us who you are when you call in. It might help your chances of winning.
Yeah, it really helps.
Yeah.
We have no fucking clue who you people are.
Sometimes it's nice to know who you are. I mean, there's times where we don't want to know.
Yeah.
But there's definitely times that we
damn. Hey, I won my free prize.
Click. That's why radio stations say, hold on. Hold on, caller. All right.
If I had caller ID, I'd like read their number off.
Yeah, well, we know that.
But maybe I do have caller ID. And I'll just post it on the message boards. Can you identify this number? Have you seen it?
Yeah. We all know my phone went off.
What's your phone number?
No.
Yes.
Not on this one.
What about it? What's wrong with it?
This is mine.
What's your home phone number?
No. I'm not donating my home phone. You made that choice.
So? Be a fucking team player.
I am a team player.
God damn.
I'm over here letting you use your phone.
Oh, wow. That's very...
Hey. I'm the visiting team. This is the home stadium, okay?
God, man, that is awfully white of you, by the way.
Thank you.
Cracker.
Anytime. Alrighty.
Damn, man.
I think we figured out who it was.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I think we figured out who it was from the chat room.
Let's see. Let me go in the chat room. Let's see.
The chat room says that it sounds like 9 volt. I think they're right. I think we were just fucking with 9 volt.
That's what I thought. Fuck it.
Oh, we got another call anyway, so fuck it. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of phone bills on someone's line.
I don't care.
Well, these are pay phones because, you know, it's a...
Well, God, get cells with free long distance, you cheap fuckers. God damn.
Really? Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. What do we... Oh, I pulled up an interesting article.
And what was this article interest that was so interesting to pull up?
Some dumb bitch is suing Radio Shack.
Oh, God.
Have you heard about this?
That stupid fucking...
It's something we were joking about last week because I don't know if we were doing it on the show or after the show. It kind of blurs after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. And we don't even drink. That's what frightened me.
Very frightening.
But yeah, basically like here in...
the Vegas,
Vegas
Valley.
Vegas Valley.
Vegas.
I almost forgot where I was.
Welcome to Toledo.
Yeah. All right. Join us after the show. We're going to a Mud Hens game. Okay. Obscure reference. Figure it out. Anyhow, like Summerlin is an affluent area. It's basically just a gigantic fucking pre-planned community.
That's basically placed on Howard Hughes land.
Yeah. And they call that Scummerlin. There's Henderson.
Henderscum,
mainly because it has time plants that produce titanium, and shit's always blowing up there every 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you have those kind of names right there, you know, that people make fun of this or that. And basically what happened was it was like she lived in some city. Do you have the name?
Yeah, I actually do have the name. It's actually not that easy to pronounce.
Yeah, I know the first part ends with crime because that's what it starts with.
Well, the joke is it starts with, you know, it has crime in the name. I mean... The nickname, but it's called Winadanch. Winadanch.
I don't think that's
Winadanch. Yeah, that's it. Second article on the page. Read the article. Spankwagon.
Okay, according to this, it's Winedunk.
Winedunk? Whatever.
Dunk. Yeah, because check this out. She's in like one of the northeastern states, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like where it's all Dutch country and shit, you know? So it's probably like,
I don't know.
Fuck you, Phil Geography. Jesus Christ.
Well, I can find it on the map. I just can't speak it.
Jesus. Hey, where are all the Canadian women's at? Okay. God damn. Okay, it's called a Winedunk. Winedunk.
But what's the nickname?
They call it Crime Dunk.
Crime Dunk.
Okay. So Tanisha Torres, okay, who is basically has no fucking life and is so...
she shops at Radio Shack a lot, though.
Yeah, I know. To pay her bills and shit. For her cell phone, go figure.
Yeah.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got cell phones.
And dumb looks.
God, ain't that the truth. I was outraged. This is embarrassing because they keep printing the name Crime Dunk. Crime Dunk.
On the receipts.
On the receipt.
Okay. Which is funny, in my opinion, that someone actually went in the system and did that.
Yeah. What's funny is they have the fucking they have this like interview with some like local cop right there who basically says yeah the area is pretty much a fucking scum.
Yeah, it is a high crime area. It has earned its nickname. It's not a nickname that's not given. You
Inspector
know,
James Rhodes, commanding officer of the Suffolk Police First Precinct, which covers Babylon Town, including Winedunk, said the community is one of our busier areas. For crimes such as drug dealing and prostitution. It takes a lot of our attention, he said, but added that the crime rate there has been going down in recent years. Oh, wow, look, a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's New Jersey. Yeah.
So, basically, though, she's suing Radio Shack for one of their employees putting Crime Dunk on the receipts. You know, whether it was a joke because, and I like this, it was actually what they said here. You flipped the page on
Oh,
me.
I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration on that?
Implicitly and explicitly labeled her a criminal.
You know,
because she lived
bullshit.
In that area.
Bullshit,
okay, you know what?
Bullshit.
Just deal with it because you know and I know that she goes says, "Oh yeah, I live up in Crime Dunk."
You know
she has said that in casual conversation to someone else.
Yeah. And in my opinion right there, I think they should check her record anyway, being from Crime Dunk.
Maybe she's a crook anyway.
Yeah. Not, and it has nothing to do with what's on her receipt, just the fact she is from Crime Dunk.
Yeah.
So she's embarrassed to be known that she's
actually, it's funny, too, because when you look at the photo that was printed with the article, the original article, she looked pretty suspect.
Yeah, probably like that. Remember that dumb bitch in Ohio? I won that lottery ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
whatever.
49, that's my husband's birthday.
I'm 52.
But he's 52. That's the official answer.
Yep. And, of course, the lawyer got so. Well, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Hey, another interesting article. Would you think coffee is a health food? A health food.
I know that if you don't filter coffee through a white paper filter, there's a shitload of cholesterol in it.
Really?
Like if you have Turkish coffee right there.
See, I use unbleached filters.
Yeah. But if you put filters on paper filters, right?
Oh, okay.
Paper. It doesn't have to be bleach. I'm just saying paper filters. Like if you just strain it, you know, through metal... just to keep the grounds, or if you just, you know, anything like that, or if you eat, especially if you eat the grounds right there, there's a lot. Coffee beans are actually saturated with a lot of fat, or cholesterol. I mean, cholesterol.
Interesting.
So they say, yeah, a lot of people they say drinking regular coffee like has no effect on that for cholesterol right there because that paper actually does a great job of catching it.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Well, they were actually saying that paper could cause things such as, and of course the obvious things of more alertness and stuff, but they say they can actually increase your brain activity, obvious, hyperactivity basically. Parkinson's. It says it can actually have a positive effect on Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And it also they also say that it's becoming more and more of a thing that they've studied. Coffee does not affect children. You know... I like science as much as anyone else, and I'll watch the Discovery Science Channel as soon as anyone else, but when you try to tell me that coffee is a health food, okay, Starbucks are not GNCs, and you're not going to see a GNC
Dude.
Starbucks well, maybe. But
Dude, I want to see that on Mythbusters.
Yeah, really. Something
We've
like that.
We've got a class of 30 kids. We're going to give them nothing but coffee.
For a day.
Yeah.
The school blows up 2 days later.
I know, dude.
We all came down off of their coffee high. But what is it with this? I mean, people are really grasping for straws here if they're trying to make coffee a health food.
You know what it is?
You know what it is? And it took
Atkinson's syndrome.
Oh, don't even start on fucking Atkinson's.
I don't get where all of a sudden Atkinson's came out. I know we're supposed to be healthy for you. Eat greasy.
You keep saying Atkinson's. Like, Atkinson's is a disease or something. You're Atkins. Say after me.
Atkins. Atkins.
No, that's a Skywalker.
That's Anakin.
Oh, yeah. It's the Anakin diet.
I need a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get
But you know what? You know what it is, though? It's that apathy thing we were talking about earlier. You know, they want so badly to be healthy. Why don't we just make
But it
food
is health food.
Why don't we make McDonald's health food, folks?
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's makes
is health
you
food.
Shit.
McDonald's is health food. According to Atkinson's, if you just
oh yeah, you go to Atkins diet.
okay,
you know that
you take the butt off.
I saw the butt off.
It means instant health.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? Kentucky Fried Chicken had that Atkins friendly diet thing. It's healthy. It's still fried chicken
and breading too.
Yeah, and breading. But you know what I'm going to do tonight when we go out?
KFC sounds good.
Oh no, In-N-Out.
KFC. You want In-N-Out?
Because I'm going to
order... You sure you don't want no curry, dude? Curry sounds damn
I really do not want to eat Indian food.
Why?
After last week's experimentation with that great Thai restaurant...
We didn't go to Thai. What was our Chinese restaurant?
That ruined my stomach for the week.
Big fucking deal,
man.
You fall
off
the horse, man. You got to get back on, man.
Yeah, okay. There's a problem with this horse, okay? This horse keeps running, but not where I want to go, all right?
Got to learn to tame that horse.
Shabump. That's all that's going to tame that horse. Now, anyhow...
Okay, say after me. Sh-bump.
Vump.
Sh-bump. Now say it fast.
Shavump.
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 Now go shvump.
Shvump.
And speed up. Shvump. Shvump. Go ivump. Go ivump. Shivump. Shvump. Okay.
Speaking with Spankwagon. Next week on Spankwagon's language lesson, you'll learn to say the word.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Nice. You will learn to speak the word cock. Your only word for the day will be...
Cock. Okay, say that for me. Cock.
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 Cock. Cock. Cock. Bang. Fuck. I'm dead. Anyhow, you know what? We haven't listened to it before.
I would like to talk to you about premature ejaculation.
Nice. Let's just play this just to fucking play it. Okay?
All right. Let's hear. Uncensored.
Fried it.
Stop fucking... God, fuck you. It's my answering machine. Push the gray button, then hit skip.
Hello. Please leave a message after
God damn it.
I can't get it to work. Your fucking thing sucks. Hey, hit repeat.
No. Fucking broke it.
Okay, it's 9-volt. You happy? God damn it.
Well, that was it.
Okay, so 9-volt called. That's nice. Thank you for calling 9-volt, but why are you calling?
Nah, that's just being a dick. But no, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, they're going to try to push everything as, you know, even the worst of the worst fast food are going to become Atkins friendly. So tonight...
Just take it off the bun. Doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Take it off the bun.
Yeah. So, like, go to In-N-Out Burger, and tonight I'm going to have an animal-style cheeseburger. I'm going to have extra crispy fries. And I'm going to have a Neapolitan shake.
Yeah.
Hey, you could have it healthy because they serve it.
You can have that ham hock. Ah, fucker.
Sorry.
You can have that ham hock and mayonnaise as long as it's not on bread.
Yeah, really? Eat those pork rinds so long as they're not fried in certain fats.
Misa like a pork rinds.
Yeah, you keep offering them. Want some pork rinds? No!
Pork rinds.
I cannot eat those things. They are nasty. You found one with a hair on him once.
Yeah, it was in somebody else's bag, man. I found
Someone else's bag. Okay, there was a fried hair on a pork rind. That is wrong.
Actually, it was a patch of fried hair.
Oh, God. And you could eat the... Can you imagine if you would have put that thing in your mouth, felt the bristles on the roof of your mouth?
I'd have vomited. Right then and there. I'd have vomited everywhere. I'd have, like, the worst thing I ever would have done would have been to have, like, just make this sound like... I'd have been like fucking chunk. I'd have blown chunks.
Because I mean, if you got a patch of hair, you're eating fucking pig skin.
That's nasty.
One, they didn't
dude.
Shave the fucking pig. You have to question how well That's it was cooked gross. Because yes. they didn't get the fucking fur off.
Cool.
And the fucking hair off.
Fried pig fur.
Ugh, God. What the fuck?
Okay. I just turned your nose every time I come to town. It rains. So when it rains... I want Claude standing on the curbside. I'm going to get him.
Is like that everything?
I think that's everything. Yep. That's
apparently
everything.
So. Apparently 9 volts thinks that I am a male prostitute.
And he's going
to
get him.
Yeah, he wants to bugger me.
I'm
a little frightened.
He will be a lonely trucker.
Yeah.
You know?
I am not some highway whore you can just dump my corpse off by the side of the road.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're right. Let me think.
You're a pretty big guy. It might take 2 trips.
Oh, look at that, man. That's the best you could come up with.
Absolutely. It's the only thing I can come up with right now. I'm running out of steam, and we still got 5 minutes to go in the show.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
But give me hard hearing. What the fuck?
Correct the mundo.
Yeah. I'm playing with the soundboards again.
Looks like we've lost the show to the soundboard genius here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Why don't I go ahead and let Claude and his soundboards finish
Fuck
this off?
Fuck you. What country are you from? What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time. Does he look like a bitch? Does he look... like a bitch! Your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit. This is a tasty burger. Shut the fuck up!
To the niggers and the chinks.
Oops. let's see. I haven't looked at this one. Here.
Is anybody got a dime?
I don't have a dime.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dime. What in the wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead. not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
I like grapes.
Oh, how about a good old nigger work song?
God damn, oops.
What the hell are you playing?
This is a Mel Brooks compilation. I haven't, like, gone through everything here.
Oh, that's all we needed. A Druish princess. Funny, she doesn't look Druish. And white men can't jump.
Here we go. We'll have to save this one. I didn't want to even run this. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, anyhow. All right, it's the time for the close of the show, I guess.
God damn, okay. So you just ran through those, and oh, by the way, now we're done, hee-hee. God damn.
Go to desk. Answer telephone. Bialystok and Bloom.
Oh, that's fucked up. Never mind that.
What the fuck? All righty, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and start wrapping up the ever wonderful. Can I turn this down now?
Turn it down for what?
Turn off?
No, no. You never can tell.
That's the problem.
Might be something witty and spontaneous.
Right, let's... little music. What the hell is up with your playlist?
Choose a different song!
I think I'm going to have to. If it's okay.
God damn, stop bitching! That's why there's a forward button. Are you going to sue me because you didn't like what I was listening to? Are you going to fucking complain?
I'm going to complain.
Should I
won't
some sort
sue
of
you.
Fucking regulation to Anyhow. Do this shit for you since I help you with the show, obviously, and it's my responsibility?
Who controls the button? That button, too. Nice try.
Turn the shit back on.
All right. Here at Meltdown, Spank Wagon Radio.
Is just falling apart tonight.
Yeah. You know what? It's a good night.
Due to lack of pre-planning and Claude's fucking fascination with the shiny object known as soundboards.
We do want to say thank you, though, to everybody who has tuned in and listened. And we do want to say thank you if you've downloaded us off the archive and listened to us there.
Yes.
Also want to say a big thank you to Virtual One for hosting and letting me abuse his bandwidth for hosting and putting up the Spankwagon site and allowing them to download the archive. I also want to say a big thank you to Mr. Man from LazyCode.com for providing the stream bandwidth and server that allows you to listen to the live radio on the interweb. Want to say the big thank you to Claude and his amazing ability to press one button repetitively. Thank you, Claude.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Or sometimes, well, pointedly in time. I do want to thank myself for just being here and not having stomach problems today. And I also want to thank my wife for calling me while I'm doing the show. Thank you for waiting till 8 p.m.
Well, any fucking time, sweetheart.
Just remember, tune in next week, Spank Wagon Radio. And we forgot to mention throughout the show one of the most important things about next week. It'll be an hour earlier. Next week, your episode of Spank Wagon Radio will start at 5 o'clock sharp. It's track night week next week, so we want to go out and...
Track night.
So next week, 5 o'clock, it will be on the website as posted. And remember, you heard it here, folks. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. What time is that, Claude?
It is 5 o'clock Eastern.
Now, that'd be like, what, 3 o'clock or
something? No, that'd be... it is 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Alrighty, folks, I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the inevitable Claude Balls.
And that's his soundboards.
Thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
No. Have a good night, folks.
Spank Wagon Radio. Thank you and good night.